Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. Welcome to the future. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Tokyo, Japan. Our team has arrived here safely from London, long flight over pretty much all of Europe, beginning out of UK, coming westward over most of all of Western Europe, actually, over the northern nations, and then over all of Russia, and down onto the island nation of Japan, into Tokyo, the world's largest city. And I'm telling you, it's hard for you to get your head completely around that, but let me just try to describe it to you this way. Tokyo is a city of 30 million people. The greater Tokyo area, maybe more like 40, 50 million people. And if you want to just, you know, kind of get a picture of that in your mind, I just imagine standing in the middle of Tokyo on the 38th floor of a building, which we can see from where we're staying in our hotel. That's our view. Glass around you in every direction, and as far as your eyes can see, the city of Tokyo to the horizon in every direction. And then you'll look off, you know, one direction, and just a mile or two away is a clump of high-rise buildings the size of Atlanta, Georgia. Look off another direction, and there's a clump of high-rise buildings the size of Dallas, Texas. Look off another direction, there's a little clump of Tokyo the size of Houston or Chicago. And that is when you start realizing this is a really big place. If you divided it into six squares, so you took Tokyo like a pizza and you cut it into six slices and you crammed all of my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia together, all of downtown Atlanta, all of Buckhead, all the surrounding little areas where there's development and urban growth, and you squeezed all that together, you put that in one of the six pieces of the Tokyo pie. Then you could do the same thing, put Houston in another one of the pieces of the Tokyo pie. You could put a city like St. Louis combined with Nashville and another piece of the Tokyo pie, and you get the idea. You just keep going around the circle. It's a really, really massive place. But what's really cool about it is a future place. They are advancing technologically here rapidly. In fact, it's a small detail, but I'm in my dressing room at the Tokyo International Forum. Our second venue here, we lost our first venue. They found out we were a little too Christian for what they were up for. We were in what is considered to be the Carnegie Hall of Tokyo, and due to some loopholes, we're no longer there. But God really did a miracle and opened up a door for us to be in this place. It's brand new, and it is a phenomenal venue. It's called Tokyo International Forum. Outside, it looks like a gigantic Noah's Ark made out of glass, huge and massive. Inside, we're just in one of the halls, and the hall that we're in has got to be one of, if not the nicest venues that we've ever been in anywhere in the world. And I'm in my dressing room, which is, you know, pretty normal, but open the door into the little bathroom, and lo and behold, what Tokyo is famous for is the electronic toilet. Yeah. We're now talking about toilets on the Passion Podcast, and you know, don't knock it till you've tried it. That's all I can tell you. It's got a mind of its own. It knows when to put the seat up. It has a control panel on the wall with about 15 buttons on it, and a little digital clock just in case you need to know what time it is while you're there, and or how long you've been there, or whatever else you want to know. And it does all kinds of things. I mean, it has a deodorizing fan built in for those special moments. It has washing features. It can do this and do that. It automatically flushes for you when you're done. And I don't really know how to work all this thing because all the buttons are in Japanese on this particular one. But it looks like a little, you know, Jetsons type thing right here in the bathroom, in the dressing room. You're lucky to have a toilet in the dressing room in a lot of venues in the world. And this one is pretty crazy, and that's Tokyo in a nutshell right there. And you're thinking, what in the world? Who needs a toilet with a seat that goes up automatically and all kinds of buttons and features and washing and drying and this and that and oscillating this and more pressure that? Well, you know, all I can say to you is when you're in Tokyo, give it a shot, give it a try, and you won't want to go back to the normal way. Again, it's the Japanese people. They are creative, smart, and the city runs like a well-tuned clock, everything about it, and it's just beautiful. We're in an area right now, more in the central area near Ginza, not too far from our hotel. Tokyo Station, the main train hub, is nearby, but you can go out to Harajuku and Shibuya and some of these other areas just maybe 15, 20 minutes from here in a taxi, and all of a sudden you just plop out into this sprawling area of Tokyo where it looks like an explosion of pop culture. And there are a few pictures I posted on the blog today just to give you a picture of that. And it's like, no, it's not a holiday. It's not a costume moment. It's not some kind of special celebration. It's every day in Tokyo on the sidewalk is a youth culture that's so fashion forward that it kind of boggles your mind. And at first you start going, wow, are these people really wearing that? And then you realize it's just a part of the culture here of people who are pressing ahead. They want to be different. They want to be original. And I think they just want to have something that really matters. And that's what tonight's going to be all about. So I'm going to lead you through the night again. I hope you're not getting tired of these journeys through the night. We lost a little transmission last time around, so we're going to try to not do that tonight. But we just came out of the room with about 30 leaders from around Tokyo and actually around Japan. And I say it every time on these deals, but it's just an honor to stand in a room with these men and women, talk to a guy who's a pastor, and he's been here 20 years leading the church that he leads. That's what you call faithfulness in an environment and a culture like this, where you're going upstream and cross current the whole time, to be faithful and to be in a room with him, the head of Campus Crusade, Chi Alpha, International Mission Board guys in the room, four or five of the key churches in the city, some other organizations that are reaching students here, and to stand in front of them. Our message, every city, and specifically tonight, was we're just humbled to be here, and we just want you guys to know that we are your servants. We are here to serve Christ, and we're here to serve you. We're here to humble ourselves before you. We're not coming as passion, because passion knows something or can do something or has something for Tokyo. We're coming as servants to you, servants of the Most High God, and your servants, to humble ourselves before you. And said to these leaders and pastors a few minutes ago that when we walk on that platform tonight, it's just going to be us, and they'll be out in the seats in the crowd, but we'll be standing on their shoulders the whole time. That means we are standing tonight on the years of ministry, the years of faithfulness, the years of praying and believing and sacrificing and trudging ahead, and the years where there's been breakthrough and the years where there hasn't been any breakthrough. All that is what has led us to this moment tonight. And we're leaning into that and joining into that current. So it's not like, oh, passion's here, something's going to happen tonight. It's like, no, Jesus is here, the church is here. He's building something in this city. And we're coming in to be a little tiny part of that tonight and to humble ourselves before these men and women, these beautiful, heroic pastors and leaders, and to join in with them, to submit ourselves to them, to come under their authority, to yield to them, to honor them and recognize them, and then all of us together to yield to Jesus and to submit to his authority and to honor and recognize him. That's the way of the kingdom, by the way, and I just pray for more of that in my life and more of that in your life, more of honoring the people that have gone before us. It's easy to want to grab the baton and take off and run sometimes, and it's easy to look at the generation before and sometimes celebrate the things that they haven't done right and forget all the sacrifice that they have done and made for the things that they have done right. And I think it's just a good thing for us to continue to remember that God tolerates all of us. And so that helps us to yield to each other, to prefer each other, to humble ourselves before each other. And it's easy for us to do that here tonight, to look in the faces of these people and say, man, you're the ones who made tonight possible. And we are honored to be here beside you and to really genuinely mean it when we say that, you know, without them, this night is not as great as it could be, even with a room full of people, without these guys in this room with us And the prayer time we had at the end, us having a chance to pray for them, just to lay hands on them one by one by one around the room, just to pray over them in the name of Jesus and to say to God that we are for them and we know that He's for them. And then all of us praying tonight together, it was just beautiful. And they're all praying in Japanese and a few of us praying in English. And it's just the kingdom. It's heaven. It's the world. It's what Jesus is all about. It's who He died for. And I think that we're going to see something really phenomenal tonight. So we got a small team. It's me and Tomlin and his band. We were sad to lose a couple of our other teammates with the date switch here. And I know they're with us in heart. I just got a text from Matt Redman, who, by the way, just saw tweeted on NASA where one of his songs woke up the astronauts about 2 hours ago on the space shuttle Atlantis. So congrats to Matt Redman. And what a cool thing to be able to have influence on Earth and in the heavens and in space. And so way to go, Matt. And he would love to be here with us. The Crowders would love to be here with us. Christian, Christy, Charlie, our whole team. But when the dates got switched around, it came down to me and Tomlin. And so we are happy to be here representing Passion, representing all of you guys, and carrying the torch tonight for what's going to happen. So we're getting ready, and it's going to be a beautiful time. We had, by the way, just on another more mundane note, because I know that's what you guys tune into the Passion Podcast for, the catering here is off the chart. And you're thinking, man, you're there to build the kingdom. We are, but you have to eat. And even when you're building the kingdom, you have to eat. And catering at events is sketchy. Can be good, can be bad. Most times is a little bit less than average. And there is a guy here, and he catered for us 2 years ago, and his business has really blown up since, and he's becoming a pretty significant caterer. But, I mean, when you walk out into the catering, and there's sushi, and these phenomenal-looking rolls, and these little tempura shrimp stick things and all kinds of beautiful looking. There's some dumplings out there and some really beautifully wrapped spring rolls and some barbecue glazed Japanese something ribs out there. I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? It's the best meal we've had in Tokyo, no kidding, in catering. So, you know, not only are we here in the right place, the right time, right city, right country, right gospel, right message, only Jesus. Not only is that true tonight, but it's pretty cool to have a toilet that opens when you walk up to it and washes you if you need that. And it's really cool to have catering that's off the charts. And it's cool to be in a venue that's just absolutely inspiring in and of itself. And I hope you get that. If you don't get any of what I just said, then, you know, that's okay too. But there's something about architecture, design, lighting, creativity, ingenuity, and brilliance that these guys excel at, and just walking into this place inspired our team tonight. Obviously, the kingdom isn't about buildings. It's about power, and so we're going to be going after that tonight, but it's cool doing it in such a special place. Sports Palace, Kiev, Ukraine, then to Wembley Arena, London, and now to Tokyo International Forum. That's pretty cool, three stops in a row. And tonight's going to be really special. So I'll be with you along the way. Hopefully we'll get a little sound bite here or there from Tomlin leading the crowd. Let you hear from the Japanese young people directly tonight. And then we're heading down to Shibuya to get in the middle of it all at the end of it to shoot a little video later. So maybe we'll tag along down there as well. Shibuya is a place where I think most of you know the movie Lost in Translation was filmed there. The world's busiest intersection, potentially. It's just a monster of an intersection. I think probably like where the roads come together in the middle, you could probably have a football game in the middle of this intersection. It's that big. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people cross the street every time the light changes, and most of them are about 25 years old and under. So if you want to see the future of the church in this nation, that's where you want to be. So we're going to head there a little bit later. So I'll let you guys tag along all night long. Going to grab a tic-tac or two for the road and head out and meet up with our team next door to pray together. So we'll be back with you soon. Stay tuned. Passion Tokyo is on the way. Your grace is enough for me. Thank you. So that's just a little taste of Grace Is Enough, and the first time our God's ever been played in Tokyo, Japan. You were listening to it for the very first time, and yeah, we're singing in English because that's our option, and the lyrics are on the screen in Japanese. But in this song right here, nobody really needs any Japanese. They're going for it because it's universal. It's a beautiful sound. It's a beautiful sound anywhere. But it's so awesome just hearing that coming out of the heart of Tokyo. Right where we are is where the original roads began for this nation. Just around the corner from where we are, the original intersection that was the beginning of the design of all the streets for this city and the nation. And here we are standing here right now singing about the grace of the cross of the Son of God. Believing that that's going out every road to every city in this nation. And England, we just showed a little video clip of the big shout from London, and the people here believe that you're praying for them because they saw it with their own eyes. It's awesome to see that moment every night, to see them. And when they hear me talk about people praying for them, that's one thing. But tonight, it's like every night, it's like, yeah, okay, they're praying, right. And then I say, well, here you go. Here they are. And when they saw those thousands of students at Passion London just lifting up their hands, shouting, believing, praying, sending the favor of God this way, you just the look on their faces is priceless. And so we're in there. We just sent that shout back to you guys at Passion London. Sent it back around the world. Maybe you got a little jolt in the middle of the night. That was Tokyo praying for you guys and sending the favor back towards you. So here we are in the middle of it. Amazing grace. Believing my chains are gone tonight, and God, we're just praying for that. Looking across this room, you can just see faces that are so alive, so awake, so on, switched on, as you guys in London would say, to the person of Jesus. And you can see a few dots out through the place of people who are not sure what's going on, just either checking it out tonight, or maybe they've known too much of church and too much of the story to really be all that fired up about it tonight. But we're praying, Lord, for an awakening right here, right now. And I hear it coming. Here it comes right now. So we'll be back with you guys. I'm just letting you hang out for the night. I'm right in the middle of it. We're worshiping, believing, going for it here. It's going to be awesome. To tell you that we love Tokyo. We're recording now for the whole world. We have 300 listeners on the Passion Podcast. Worldwide, 300 people. So don't be nervous. But they're listening from Africa. They're listening from all across America. South America.
South America.
Someone in Brazil just went, yeah! They're listening from Asia. Anyone in Japan ever listen to the Passion Podcast? Few people?
Yeah.
You listen to the Passion Podcast? Can you come down real fast? What's your name? What's your name?
Akihiro.
Come on. Akihiro-san! Would you like to say something to all the Passion Podcast listeners?
In Japanese?
Yes.
日本語で。全世界の皆さん、東京はこのように盛り上がっています。世界のみんなも盛り上がって、イエス様を有名にしましょう。
Let's make the name of Jesus famous in the world.
Awesome. Okay, Katsumi is going to translate that for all the people in Oklahoma who don't speak Japanese.
People in the world, Japanese Christians are excited. Let's make the name of Jesus famous in the world.
Much. You are world famous now. 300 people know you. So when you're traveling in New York City and people recognize you, oh, they won't know what you look like. Okay, he's about 5'11", and he has on a purple shirt. And he's got an iPhone and a really happening case. The coolest iPhone case ever. Of course, you would have that in Tokyo, Japan. Because Tokyo is the coolest city on earth. Thank you very much. So we are backstage, and the night is over. And you guys missed Seisei, which just absolutely exploded in the place. I heard when I got off that they had to cut a song because we were up against the clock, and if we'd gone overtime, we were going to have to pay a bunch of money. So they had cut one of the last songs, and they'd cut Seisei, but then I didn't know that, so I went out and set up Seisei. So we had to put it back in, and it just absolutely blew up in the place. It was really awesome to see several thousand Japanese just going crazy. And getting that energy out. And then Chris went right into Japanese, how great is our God. So beautiful. But Katsumi, my translator, is the best. In fact, a really cool story. There's a man who helped us get this venue. He works for a secular promotion company here in Japan. And they don't really work with Christians. And he had never worked with a Christian organization before. And we'd been praying for someone to help us with venues in Tokyo because it's just so difficult. And God put him in our path, and for some reason his heart just turned, and he said, you know what, I wouldn't normally do this, but I'm going to help you. And so he's been helping us get into these venues, helped us get into this venue, which he just told me is the largest concert hall in all of Japan. And I'm telling you, it is the most beautiful place. I don't know if there are pictures on the website that do it justice, but Tokyo International Forum Hall A is where we were tonight. Capacity in here is about 5,000. And obviously, we weren't quite up to capacity, but we want to come back and fill it up. But anyway, I just met him, and he stayed the whole night. And he said to Katsumi and I at the end, he said, "I've been to so many concerts." He said, "But something was different about this one tonight." He said there was a. He said their eyes were shining. How cool is that? That this guy promotes concerts all over Tokyo and Japan. He's probably the biggest promoter in Tokyo, and he said their eyes were shining. There was something about it, and he just walked by us just then and there. There he goes. He stayed the whole night for the whole thing, and he just said something was different about this. And we were sharing with him what was different about it, that it was more than just about songs and music, but it was about the God of the songs and the God of the music. But Katsumi, I just wanted to say thank you to you, and I want to give you a chance just to say hello to everybody out there on the podcast. You can say in English and maybe in Japanese, because we probably have a few Japanese listeners we found out tonight. But just your take on the night, kind of what you felt, what's your impression of what God was doing in tonight?
When the first time I heard the title Awakening, I was thrilled to have this moment, because you know it takes awakening to capture all Tokyo. It's not gonna do a little trickle. It has to God has to awaken us. So I think Pastor Lee, you did it. It's just a crack. It's just you shouted that it's dawn, wake up. So I'm so happy you came, and you're gonna keep coming back. So check us out, and if you're still awakened.
So thank you for that. Just a word to all the folks in Japan.
Yes. In Japanese, 日本の皆様、来てくださってありがとうございます。一緒に頑張りましょう。必ず神様は東京において、日本において素晴らしいことをしてくれます。そして皆さんを通して素晴らしい働きをしてくれます。ですから目覚めて、動きて、イエス様の皆を有名にしましょう。Amen.
Amen. Hi. That was exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. Thank you for an incredible night. God used you in such a great way tonight. And I always look forward to coming to Tokyo, because you're the best translator I've probably had anywhere in the world at any time, and I love it. So
people call me C3PO.
So anyway, here we are. They're tearing this thing down pretty fast. It's nice to know that the seed that you plant lasts longer than the production stuff that is put up, because there are, I'm not exaggerating, no less than 50 people doing things right now. This is the most proficient country on earth. They are working feverishly, and I would project that in about 10 minutes, they're going to have the entire stage torn down and in a road case. So we are out of here, heading down to Shibuya to check out the sights and sounds of a future generation of Tokyo and potentially the world, and shoot a little video down there. Some of you guys at Passion will see a little bit later on. But I got to tell you how much it means to us to know that you are with us tonight. And I really do believe that the seed that went in the ground tonight is going in good soil. And what Katsumi was just saying was that a crack and an awakening came tonight. We know that God is sovereign. And God has a purpose for the people of Tokyo and Japan. He has a plan. And He has a time. And we believe that time is now, and are praying for the awakening to come, the kingdom to come, and the light to shine across this whole nation. I love you guys out there on the Passion Podcast. You know, we're just kidding you. There's way more than 300 of you out there. I know we're probably pushing upwards of, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 700 people worldwide. That's very cool to see that we had some podcast listeners here in Tokyo tonight. And we love you guys, and we feel your heartbeat with us. I hope you feel our heartbeat with you. I take the time, and we take the time to bring into these nights, because we feel like it's a movement, and a movement means us together, not just us here in Japan. So for the whole world, God, we want your kingdom to come, and we want your will to be done. So wake our souls to sing. I love you. See you soon. Next time you hear my voice, Lord willing, we'll be in the island nation of the Philippines, in the incredible, beautiful oceanside city of Manila, and looking forward to what God has for us there. By the way, cool, quick story. I know I always do that. The offering tonight was so exciting to me, because in International Forum, you can't take up an offering. And that's cool. You know, we were happy with that. I'd come here 1,000 times and not take an offering. So what are we going to do so that the people from Japan can give for Manila, just like the people from London gave for Japan? People from London, by the way, gave $18,000 for this night. Incredible. Thank you guys so much for that. So here's the way it worked tonight. Our volunteers, the incredible orange people, came out, and they held up these baskets. In the baskets were envelopes. Students came, grabbed an envelope, went back to their seat, put the yen in the envelope, and held it there as we prayed for Manila. And then, as they left the building tonight, the orange-shirted people appeared again outside, and they were able to give their envelope to them outside the building so we could honor the building and still give for Manila. So that's a great offering right there. If you don't want to give, that's a lot of opportunities to not give. But if you do want to give, that's an incredible commitment to say, I'm going to go down the aisle, I'm going to get an envelope, I'm going to come back to my seat, put my money in it, stand here, hold it for another 45 minutes, and then I'm going to take it out and give it to the people outside. So thank you, Japan, for believing and praying and giving for Manila. Manila, we love you guys. We are so excited to get to your city. I hope you hear this before we get there. We are so eager to be in Araneta Coliseum with you guys on Tuesday night. It's going to be an incredibly beautiful moment for all of us. But for tonight, our hearts are firmly sunk in Japanese soil. Our hearts are firmly connected to the Tokyo night. And we love this place and proclaim the name of the risen one, that he is doing his thing in this city right now. His purposes are prevailing and his plans are coming true for these people. So good night from Tokyo. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.